green edge right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome over here to Glidden Ralston, Iowa, for some Rolling Valley baseball action for you here tonight, 93.7 at KKRL. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. It is a gorgeous night for high school baseball here this evening. Right now, 78 degrees. We've got a light breeze out of the north at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. A nearly perfect night for baseball action. Boyer Valley comes in playing some of their best baseball. May have played their best game of the season a week ago, taking Coon Rapids Bear to 8 innings before falling in that one 6-5. But they've been battling some injuries this week, and they are sitting 6-5 on the season, 2-2 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference, even though they are 3-2 in their last five games. For the Glidden Ralston Wildcats under head coach Joey Walker, they are playing pretty good baseball right now as well. 3-7 overall, 0-2, actually 1-2 in that Rolling Valley Conference, picking up a win last night as they downed the Arweva Rockets here and got a lot of offense in the process of earning that victory. The Wildcats sitting at 2-3 in their last five games. Now, for head coach Dan Steele and the Bulldogs, again, they lost to Woodbine the other day, 12-2. They've had some pitching issues with some injuries, and they're still kind of being affected by those potentially here tonight. They did knock off West Monona 10-1, beat Hamburg 17-1. Again, lost in eight innings to Coon Rapids Bear the other night by a final of 6-5, and defeated Exirocrine Kimbolton 8-1. They'll be back in action Monday, taking on another one of our area teams in the Arweva Rockets. For Glidden Ralston, again, under head coach Joey Walker, again, picked up a 15-5 victory last night against Arweva, took advantage of some Rocket mistakes, and did a nice job of getting their bats going as well. They also played pretty well and competitive against the number two ranked Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird, falling in that one 8-0, downed Exirocrine Kimbolton 9-4, lost to Cam 15-4, and then fell to Madrid by a final of 14-2. The Wildcats, they're going to be back in action coming up on Friday night as well, as they are going to be at Woodbine. So a big conference game coming up for them tonight, and another big conference game coming up for them on Monday night as well. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 KKRL. Of course, with these two teams being in the Rolling Valley Conference, there's definitely some history. The Wildcats lead this series 14-9 since 2009. They split a season ago. Boyer Valley won in late June, almost in July, 13-9. It was Glidden Ralston winning in the early part of June by a final of 12-8. These two teams still very even. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the visitors, again, under head coach Dan Steele, the Bulldogs of Boyer Valley. It is senior night here tonight for Glidden Ralston as well. We'll talk about their seniors throughout the game. Leading things off will be Jericho Ingram, the shortstop, playing second and batting second is Jason Bromert. The center fielder, Levi Reinke, will hit in the three-hole. Playing over at third base and batting cleanup is Logan Thompson. Out in left field batting fifth is Owen Cogdill. Out in right field batting sixth is Trevin Krajcik. Over at first base batting seventh is Kale Soma. The designated hitter, Tyson Shoemate, will hit in the eight-hole. And catching tonight and batting ninth is Logan Malone. Pitching tonight, not batting, is going to be Tristan Burkhart. For the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, again under head coach Joey Walker, they'll lead things off with their center fielder Colton Rohrbach. Batting second and playing shortstop is Landon Rohrbach. The third baseman, Landon Whitaker, will hit in the three-hole. The catcher, Hayden Fay, will bat cleanup. Batting fifth and playing first base is Grayson Renzi over on the hill tonight. Batting sixth is Brody Hunt. Out left field, batting seventh is Jackson Whitaker. At second base, batting eighth is Evan Anderson. And in the number nine hole and out in right field is Chevy Clark. That's a look at our starting lineups. We're coming to hear from the Motor End Broadcast booth. Again, looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor End of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find that perfect ride. Motor End of Carroll, together let's drive. And again, we do have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Culver's again celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture of our Culver's Player of the Game. I'll get a banner put together tonight. Get that up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. We'll step away for our national anthem. We'll have first pitch of tonight's game between Booyer Valley and Glidden-Ralston. That's all coming up for you next. Again, the Bulldogs coming in 6-5 overall, 2-2 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference, while Glidden-Ralston sitting at 3-7 and 1-2. The Wildcats, though, right now on a one-game winning streak. We're back with the first pitch coming up right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats! Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
We welcome you back over here to Glidden. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you again by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Do want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us cover Glidden Ralston sports throughout the fall, winter, and now the summer sports season. Landis and Ralston, also New Way Ford, Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, Iowa Corn Processors, Community Insurance, Carl's here in Glidden, Whitfer Equipment, and Heritage Insurance as well. We're going to step away now for our national anthem. We'll be back with the first pitch coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis. Growing together with our community.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Jeff Langton with you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Let's take a look at our pitching matchup here tonight on the hill for Booyer Valley. Coming up in the bottom half of the inning will be Tristan Burkhart. The junior is 2-2 on the year, has thrown 27 and two-third innings. His ERA at 4.05. We'll give you more details on him coming up before the start of the bottom half of the inning. For Glidden-Ralston Wildcats tonight, they're going with the hard-throwing Brody Hunt. He comes in 0-2 on the year, having thrown 11 innings, giving up 19 hits and 18 runs. 16 of those have been earned. His ERA right now at 10.18. He has walked 10, hit 5, struck out 7. His walks and hits per innings pitch 2.64. Opponents are batting at 284 on him this season. He is making his second start and his sixth appearance on the hill for the Wildcats this year. And I talked to Brody before the game and told him that tonight he'll pitch like Jabba Chamberlain, because he is a big Nebraska fan. And, of course, Jabba had a tremendous career with the Huskers before going on to star in the majors, including winning some World Series championships during his time with the New York Yankees. Let's take a look at that batting order again for Boonyer Valley as we get ready to head here to the top of the first inning. They'll lead things off with their shortstop, Jericho Ingram. Batting second here in the inning will be the second baseman, Jason Bromert, and out in the center field will be Levi Reinke. He will hit in the number three hole. So Ingram will step to the plate, the sophomore, hitting .444 on the year. He's got a couple of double, four RBI on the season. The righty will step in, and we are ready to go. As Brody is on the rubber, and the pitch on the way, swung on and missed, came with a fastball up high, and the count, no balls in, one strike. Should be a pretty good pitching matchup. We'll give you that to Glidden defense coming up here in just a moment. Ingram steps back on. And the pitch on the way, swung on and missed, came with another fastball. I got out in front of it, and the count is 0-2. Hayden Fay behind the plate, Grayson Renzi over at first. And you've got Landon Whitaker at second, Landon Whitaker at third, and Landon Rohrbeck at second. You got Evan Anderson at second, Landon Rohrbeck, at short, as that pitch is fouled back, and the count will remain no balls and two strikes. Hunt right now seems to be in a rhythm here early on. There's a foul right over by the Boonyer Valley dugout. And the count will remain no balls and two strikes. The outfield here tonight for the Wildcats, Jackson Whitaker, the junior out in the left. You got Colton Rohrbeck, the sophomore in center. And it's Chevy Clark out in right. There's a base hit, though. Good job by Ingram. He kept battling. Finally got a pitch he felt he could handle, and he drills a shot past Whitaker over at third out in the left field for the single. So a leadoff, a runner on, first base hit given up by Hunt tonight. That's going to bring up the second baseman, Jason Bromert, the sophomore coming in, hitting .133 with two RBI and five runs scored. Hunt going to take a look over. He'll throw over. Grayson Renzi is holding the runner on. Can't quite see the play at first. I'm sitting at an angle where I've got the umpire and the catcher right in my way, so that was my bad for setting up here, but it gives me a great view of the rest of the field. Short lead for Ingram over at first. The runner goes, pitches in there for a strike. The throw down by Fay, not going to be in time. And in with the stolen base is going to be Ingram. He's been very good at this year. 9 of 10 now in stolen bases for Jericho Ingram. Bromert coming in, the sophomore again, hitting .133 with a couple of RBI. Takes the first pitch in there for strike one. Anderson holding the runner on out at second. Right-handed batter at the plate. He'll square on. Bunts one up the third base side. And that time, covering third, going over and picking it up was Hunt. He tried to flip it, so it's going to be a fielder's choice as that bunt went up the third base side. Whitaker went to the bag, so that meant that Hunt had to field the ball. He got to it, flipped it, but Ingram able to beat the tag. So runners on the corners as Bromert reaches on the fielder's choice with nobody out. And the batter is the center fielder, Levi Reinke, the senior coming in hitting .367 with three doubles, a triple, a home run, and five RBI. He's going to offer at that one the throw hard back to the pitcher as Bromert takes off. He's going to move in to second, and the count should be 0-1. Logan Thompson, now the third baseman, is waiting on deck. Two runners on, nobody out. Pitch on the way, chop foul back behind the plate. That's going to bounce over towards the third base dugout where the Bulldogs are at. Thompson will walk over and pick it up. Hunt again out in front. He has been right around the zone so far here early tonight. The 0-2 offering taken just downstairs. And they count one ball and two strikes. Boonyer Valley again. This is a good ball club. They've been playing their best baseball maybe here the last week and a half. They get started maybe with that game last Friday, the 1-2 pitch downstairs. And they count 2-2. Glidden Ralston, a talented team. Just haven't been able to put the pitching and the hitting together in every game so far this year. They've had some games like last night where they looked really good. 2-2 offering on the way. There's a line shot. That's going to get out into the gap in right center field. Two runs will come in to score as Reinke's going to round first. He's going to dig for second and end with a stand-up double. So the Bulldogs will strike first here. That is the second hit of the ballgame. And it'll drive in both Ingram from third and Bromert from second. Reinke just took an inside fastball, kept the hands inside, and just lined that one right over Anderson, the second baseman's head. That'll bring up the third baseman, Logan Thompson. Again, Anderson with a righty up, holding the runner on. Hunt comes to the plate, and there's going to be a hit by pitch. So that'll be our first hit by pitch here tonight. That'll bring up the left fielder, Owen Cogdell, the sophomore coming in, hitting .429. Couple of double, four RBI on the year, and not the kind of start that Glenn Ralston needed here tonight, though. They did give up some runs early last night, trailed Arweva before rallying back to pick up that 15-5 victory. Cogdell, the lefty, or righty, will step back in, pitch on the way, taken downstairs for ball one. Runners on first and second. Anderson again shading second base out there, but a pretty good lead for Reinke. Reinke 4-5 in stolen bases. More likely won't try to take third, but now he doesn't have to, as there's going to be a pass ball as the ball gets away from Fay. Nearly back to the backstop, and both runners will advance. The runners now on second and third with a 2-0 count on Cogdell. Bulldogs got a chance here to open up a pretty commanding lead here. Still nobody out, up 2-0, and runners now on second and third. A base hit here probably scores two. There's a foul ball back up against the fence. And they count now 2-1. Bulldogs and Wildcats played in softball earlier tonight. Both teams came in undefeated in the Rolling Valley, and it was Glenn Ralston picking up a 10-run win. As they continue to play outstanding softball, been saying all year they've played a really difficult schedule. That record does not indicate how good. Now the pitch going to get to the backstop. We'll have a play at the plate, and sliding in under the tag on the wild pitch is Reinke, moving down to third on the play is it Thompson. And the count will go to 3-1 on Cogdell. Third earned run given up here by Hunt here in the Wildcats in this first inning. That was a fairly close play. That was a nice slide by Reinke to get underneath that tag. That pushes the lead here to 3-0. Trevin Krijak is waiting on deck. Hunt takes a look over at third, comes to the plate, again going to get past. But that time, nobody advancing. Still nobody out here in the inning. Cogdell will step back in. Hunt takes a look over at third. Whitaker holding him on. There's a fly ball that's going to be out towards left field. Settling under and making the catch is Whitaker. The runner going to tag. The throw is not in time. Well, actually, the throw was in time. Fay was not able to hold on to it. The runner out at second should be out. Cogdell moved up to second on the throw, but the ball was caught. So a run going to give up. That was a really good relay that time from Jackson Whitaker to Landon Rohrbeck, who got it to Fay in time, but the ball popped out of Faye's glove on the catch. And the run will come in to score, making it now 4-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, but the bases are empty for Krijak. He'll take the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. A freshman right fielder coming in hitting .321 with three RBI on the year. Hunt back out of the windup now with nobody on base. Working quickly here. That pitch swung on and missed. Done a really nice job besides the walk, or the hit by pitch, I should say, to Thompson. He's been a really good job of being right around the strike zone. Hasn't thrown many out, but everything that Boyer Valley is hitting right now is finding the gap, including that one, as there's a single out to left field between short and third. That is the third hit here of the inning now for the Bulldogs. So still just the one out here in the inning. Cale Soma will step to the plate, the senior hitting 286 with a double and seven RBI. He hit the ball well last week against Coon Rapids Baird. Crusaders back in action tonight as well. I'll type up recaps of all of tonight's area baseball. Mason Nealon typing up all the softball tonight. He's probably already working on some of the games that have come in so far. Kemper played up at Iowa Central today at Harlan Rogers Park. They played Algona as part of the Iowa Central invite. Ended up losing that game 20-10. Pitch on the way. In there for strike one. And the count now 1-1 on Soma. Coon Rapids Baird, Audubon, Icahn, East Sac, South Central Calhoun are other regional schools that are in action at tonight. 1-1 pitch called strike two as Hunt again continues to be right around that strike zone. Can't really fault the way he's pitching tonight. Hasn't thrown many pitches outside of the zone. But again, Boyer Valley's just finding every gap with everything they put in play. That one is going to be fouled down the right field side. Giving chase and not able to get to it is Chevy Clark. And the count will remain 1-2 to Soma. Krychek still on over at first. He is 11 of 11 in stolen bases this year, but has not attempted to run here. And the pitch on the way. There's a chopper towards Warbeck. They'll have a chance for two. Flips it to second to Anson. The throw to first is not in time as it squeezes through the glove of Renzi. So Soma will reach on the fielder's choice. They do get the 6-4 put out at second base for the second out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Tyson Shoemate. The junior coming in, hitting 143 with a double and a couple RBI on the year. So a nice heads-up play that time. Rohrbeck looked at first, like when he fielded that one, that he was going to go to first. But Anderson got there in time to cover, so they were able to get the lead runner at second base. Pitch on there for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Four runs on three hits here so far in the inning. For Boyer Valley, eighth batter. In the innings, come to the plate. That pitch down in the dirt, moving up to second, is going to be Soma on the wild pitch. And the count will roll to 1-1. Logan Malone, the catcher, still has got his shin guards on, just in case the inning comes to an end. But otherwise, he's on the on-deck circle. Anderson, again, holding the runner Soma at second base, who's dancing around out there a little bit. Fastball up and in. That's going to be a hit by pitch. They're going to say it got him. So the second hit by pitch here tonight will put runners at first and second with two outs in the inning. And the Bulldogs will have batted around here in the first inning with Logan Malone coming to the plate. Sophomore catcher looking for his first hit this season. Jericho Ingram, who started this with a single and a steal at second base before scoring, is back in the on-deck circle. Grayson Renzi out at first, talking to Chevy Clark out in right. There's a pitch in there for strike one. So the Wildcats going to have to try and chip away at this early deficit again. You can't hit a grand slam to tie, but you don't want to try and hit a grand slam on every pitch. So you want to just chip away at it, take one run at a time. There's a swing and a miss, and the count 0-2 on Malone, but first got to get out of this top of the first inning. Sunshine over most of the infield. Second base still in the sun. Third's in sun. And so is first, but most of the grass is in the shade. There's going to be another wild pitch back to the backstop. Throw down to third, not in time, as Faye got to that one quickly, but Soma and Shoemate both move up a bag, so Soma over at third, Shoemate now at second, and the count 1-2 two strikes on Malone. Hunt's got to be careful now, so with Faye in the catcher position there, can't let anything else get by. Don't want another run to score. There's a foul ball back out of play. And the count will remain 1-2. Don't forget, we'll have our Rewind All-Star festivities coming up. It'll be right before state baseball and state softball. We'll announce our all Rewind invites coming up here probably in early July. There's a foul ball out of play. That is going to get down the third base side. That one hits the trees before getting over to the yard over there. And the count will remain 1-2. Again, we'll have all of our top baseball and softball players from the 10 area schools that we cover here during the summer. We'll have a home run derby. We'll have a slow pitch all-star game. Pitch on the way. Popped up. Renzi's giving chase, and he is going to run out of room up the first base side. And the count remains 1-2 as Malone and Hunt have a good battle here. Going to be the seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up, and the count is 1-2. That tells you how much that Hunt's been around the strike zone. We'll also have our award ceremony at the end of that. We're also going to be coming up in July naming our first ever CB Sports Network Rewind Hall of Fame inductees. There's a foul tip, so Malone will stay alive. And the count will remain at 1-2. We're going to name 5 female athletes, 5 male athletes, and 3 coaches. We're going to do that starting every year now. And it's going to go from athletes that played from 1980 on. So we're going to have some really good debates and discussions on who that first class should be. We'll get everything put together, and we'll announce a different athlete about every 3 weeks or so, every month on social media. And then we'll have them come if they want. They're going to be invited to our All-Star festivities next summer. There's a pop-up. That one back out of play. And the count remains at one ball and at two strikes. Tenth pitch of the at-bat coming out. The count still at one ball, two strikes. Soma at third. Shoemade at second. Logan Malone at the plate. Him and Brody Hunt battling right now. And there's going to be strike three swinging. So an outstanding at-bat for Logan Malone, but a great job pitching as well from Brody Hunt. Gets his first strikeout, but Boot Your Valley strikes first. They pick up four runs on it, three hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We are through a half an inning. Bulldogs on top here, 4-0. We're back with the bottom of the first in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats! Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Glenn Ralston going to look to bounce back here as we head here to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Colton Rohrbeck, Landon Rohrbeck, and Landon Whitaker, the scheduled hitters here. They're going to be facing again Tristan Burkhart. The junior comes in 2-2 on the year, 27 2/3 innings, giving up 25 hits and 24 runs. 16 of those have been earned. His ERA at 4.05. He has walked 14, hit 6, struck out 18. His walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.41. Opponents are batting 187 against him this season. Now this is his fifth start and seventh appearance on the hill for the Bulldogs. We'll take a look at that defense coming up here in just a moment, but the sophomore Colton Rohrbeck going to lead things off for Glenn Ralston. Comes in hitting 389. He's got a couple of doubles, six RBI. He's not walked yet, but has been hit once this year. His on-base percentage at 405. So Rohrbeck will step in. And the first pitch from the righty is drilled foul, and that gets Joe Walker over there in the third base coach's box. He's got a smile on his face. Umpire making sure that he's all right. And the count is 0-1 on Colton Rohrbeck. Burkhart working out of the windup here. The 0-1 offering on the way comes over top and fires a fastball past Rohrbeck for strike two, and the count is 0-2. Logan Malone, the sophomore behind the plate. Kale Soma, a senior at first. Chase Bromer, a sophomore at second. Logan Thompson, a senior at third. And Jericho Ingram, a sophomore at shortstop. So nice balance between sophomores and seniors there. It's going to be a base hit. Colton Rohrbeck that time just took that fastball and drilled it out to right field. And that is going to be a leadoff single, so a good start here for Glidden Ralston in the bottom of the first. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Landon Rohrbeck, the senior hitting 394. He's got a double. He's got really good speed and power. Two triples on the year, seven RBI. The on-base percentage at 487. Throw over to first as Soma holding the runner on and back in safely is Colton Rohrbeck. Colton, a very good base runner, 9 of 10 in stolen bases. Both of these Rohrbeck boys were outstanding football, had good basketball seasons, track as well. Pit on the way. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to first. Nope, they faked the throw down to first. And the count is 0-1. Malone had him that time but did not make that throw. Rohrbeck may have broke to second on that one. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball one. The outfield for Boyer Valley tonight, or excuse me, for Glidden Ralston, Jackson Whitaker, the junior in left, Colton Rohrbeck, the sophomore in center, and Chevy Clark again out in right. We'll give you the Boyer Valley outfield in a moment. There's a throw over to first again. again, Colton Rohrbach, a dangerous base runner over there at first. One on, nobody out, runner goes, and there is a line drive nearly snared by Soma as it drifted foul. That was a well-hit ball, but it kept pulling foul and finally drifted into foul territory. Soma lunged for it, but almost got it. He was playing on the bag as he was holding the runner on, and that one got on him so quick. He had a chance to catch it, but just couldn't get the body turned in time. The count runs to 1-2. Colton Rohrbach will come back. The sophomore Owen Cogdill out in left. The senior Levi Reinke in center, and the freshman at Traven Krychek out in right field. Krychek had to chase that one down here a moment ago. Runner does not go. Pitch has popped up. That should be playable for Ingram, the shortstop, but that was really high. He will make the catch. And there is a one out here in the inning. That's one of those that sometimes you can lose it up into the clouds. But again, most of the infield is in the shade. Now, the second base bag is still in a little bit of sunshine, but both the shortstop and second baseman are in shade. First base is still in the sun. Third base is still in the sun, but everything in between is shade right now. First pitch up top to Landon Whitaker, the third baseman, taken for ball one. The eighth grader hitting .267, 4 RBI on the year. On-base percentage right now at .290. Another throw over to first, and back in safely is Colton Rohrbach, who led off the bottom of the first here with a single. Colby Schumann, the assistant coach over there. There's a chopper as the runner goes. It's going to be hit out to second. The throw to first is in time. That's Bromer able to get Whitaker, but Rohrbach moves up to second on the ground out. There are two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up the catcher, Hayden Fay. The junior hitting .316 with a double, 2 RBI. .409 is his on-base percentage. .368 slugging percentage coming into this one. So another righty-righty matchup. Don't get a lot of left-handed hitters in high school. If you got more than one or maybe more than two in your lineup, you've got probably a pretty tough lineup. First pitch misses outside. And the count 1-0. Not a ton of left-handed pitchers, not a ton of left-handed hitters. So if you have some of those, generally that works to your advantage. There's a foul back out of play. And the count evens up now at 1-1. Joey Walker talking with his hitter right now, Hayden Fay. Home plate becoming a little bit of a sunshine as the sun dips below the tree that's behind home plate. Pitch on the way. Just a little bit low. And they count now 2-1 on Fay. It's a really nice night. Flag not moving very much here tonight. If it is, it's blowing kind of from right to left a little bit, but also kind of out towards center a little bit at times. There's a line drive. Almost got Renzi in the on-deck circle, but he was able to spin out of the way of that one. And he's got a smile on his face as he looks out at Hayden Fay. The count now 2-2. Colton Rohrbach again works his way off his second. Bromer at the second baseman just shadowing the bag, not playing very close to it. There's a chopper, and that's going to be out towards Bromer. He'll scoop and fire. That is going to take care of the Wildcats here in the first. They got the leadoff single from Colton Rohrbach, but they come up empty. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We'll head to the top of the second. 4-0 Bulldogs back in a minute here on at 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Bulldogs batted through the order in the top of the first, so that means it'll be the top of the order starting here in the second with Jericho Ingram, Jace Bromert, and Levi Reinke. Brody Hunt still on the hill for the Wildcats. Again, pitched really well in the first inning. I know he gave up three hits and ended up hitting two batters, but and they're trailing it 4-0 right now. But what I'm looking at, the fact that didn't throw anything out of the strike zone to the first two hitters, threw just two pitches that were balls to the third hitter, no balls to the fourth hitter, did get a 3-1 count on the fifth hitter, threw no balls outside of the strike zone to the guy in the sixth spot, only threw one ball to the guy in the seventh spot, one ball to the guy in the eighth spot, and one ball to the guy in the ninth spot. So he is right around the zone, and he starts off Ingram here with a strike, and the count is 0-1. Ingram takes the second pitch in there for strike two. Ingram singled, stole second, and scored it to lead off the ballgame. Saw five pitches his first time up, all of them in the strike zone. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's going to miss inside, and the count 1-1 and two strikes. Freddie sometimes gets a little bit too down a little bit. What I'm meaning by that is he doesn't come right over the top. Sometimes he gets a little bit sidearm, and when he does, that pitch misses inside, and that's where he's hit, guys. He almost hit Ingram here a moment ago. The 1-2 pitch is fouled back, and the count will stay 1-1 and two strikes. Flag just kind of bouncing around over there in between the baseball and softball fields here in Glidden. There's a swing and a miss, and Hunt has now struck out two straight batters. Got the last out on Malone after a long at-bat with a strikeout. Now strikes out Ingram to start the second, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Jace Bromert. The sophomore again came in hitting 133. He had a fielder's choice. Sack bunt attempt his first time up. He'll take the first pitch downstairs for 1-1. Bunted it up the third base side. Hunt tried to make the play over to third because that was about the only play he was going to have. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. That'll even things up at 1-1 and one strike. Chopper out towards Rohr back at short. He'll scoop. The throw to first is in time. Nice dig by Renzi over there. And there are two outs here in the inning. That's going to bring up the center fielder, Levi Reinke. The senior came in hitting 367. He doubled, hitting a shot out into the outfield his last time up and ended up driving in two runs and eventually came in to score. Reinke also scored on a wild pitch later in the inning. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper up the middle. Rohrbeck will range over, makes a nice play. The throw to first is in time. Great defensive play that time by Rohrbeck. That took a funky hop as it got over the mound, and he was able to reach up and grab it and then had to re-glove it a little bit, but made a nice strong third throw to first just to get Reinke in time. So three up and three down for the Bulldogs here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Still 4-0 Bulldogs. Back in a minute here on KKRL.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Renzi, who made a nice stretch during the top of the second inning, will lead things off for Glidden Ralston as we head to the bottom half of the second. It'll be followed by Brody Hunt and Jackson Whitaker. Bulldogs again with three hits and four runs in the top of the first, lead it by a score of 4-0. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame again, Culver's. They are celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of these years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture of that player of the game. I'll put together a banner when I get back to the office after podcasting tonight's broadcast to the website. And then I'll get that banner posted out to the website, the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. First pitch on the way to Renzi, taken up top for ball one. Renzi coming in, the junior, hitting .281, three double on the year, six RBI. On base percentage coming in at .343 as he's done a nice job getting on the bag. Pitch on the way. Popped up, went down and chased one, got under it a little bit. Ingram, the shortstop, drifting out. He'll make the play short of the grass at shortstop, and there is one up and one down for the Wildcats here in the second inning, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Brody Hunt. The sophomore comes in hitting .214 with a double, three RBI. Has walked twice, been hit twice. His on-base percentage at .312 coming into the ballgame. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count here on Hunt. So I'm stretching out a little bit over there at first. Having a little bit of fun with his right fielder Krychek as well. The 0-1 offering on the way. Nice looking pitch that time from Burkhart. And he's out in front of Hunt here. No balls, two strikes. Jackson Whitaker is waiting on deck. Wildcats got a leadoff single from Colton Roerbeck in the bottom of the first, but stranded him at second. Got to chip away at this deficit here. There's a foul ball back up against the screen. And the count will remain at 0-2 now on Hunt. And after I get done posting that player of the game stuff, I'll sit down and start typing up all of tonight's baseball results. We get full stats and box scores from all of our area coaches. There's a foul ball back up against the screen, and then we type all that up and do an audio recap of the game. So you can listen to the audio recap at the top of the page and then scroll down through and get all the box score stuff if you want. Mason Nealon working on softball right now. There's another foul ball back up against the screen. And the count stays at no balls, two strikes. Six pitches all in the strike zone right now for Burkhart. O-2 offering coming up. Pitch on the way. Took a little bit off of that one. Hunt was out in front of it. That'll be the second out here in the inning. First strikeout tonight for Burkhart. That gives him now 19 strikeouts on the season. It'll bring up the left fielder, Jackson Whitaker, the junior hitting .161 with five RBIs. Has walked twice, on base percentage at .212. First pitch on the way is fouled off of the catcher's mask. And he's going to take a second here to kind of shake that one off. And the count is 0-1. That one came right back into the mask. Popped up over to the top of the home plate umpire. Both of those guys, especially the catchers, have taken a beating here tonight with some of the foul balls. Great crowd on hand here tonight. Bleachers are fairly full back behind here. The pitch up top, one ball and one strike. So right behind home plate and up the first base side. Got some people in their long chairs sitting over here to my left and over to the right. And then, of course, you always have the Wildcat fans out there behind the home run fence. 1-1 pitch downstairs, two balls and one strike on Whitaker. Evan Anderson, the second baseman, is waiting on deck. Need a base hit here to get somebody on base. There's a pop-up on the infield. Soma's going to call everybody off. The first baseman will make the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. The Wildcats go 1-2-3 here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We will go to the top of the third. 4-0 Bowyer Valley. Back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats.
Coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Logan Thompson, Owen Cogdale, and also Trevin Krychek, the scheduled hitters for Boyer Valley. We head to the third inning. Bulldogs on top of the Wildcats here on KKRL, 4-0, Rolling Valley Conference baseball action. Wildcats won the softball game earlier tonight between the two teams tied for first place in the league entering tonight. Thompson will take the first pitch inside from Brody Hunt for ball one. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning and scored the fourth run of the game. There's a chopper over towards third. Landon Whitaker will scoop the throw. Is not going to be in time. As Thompson getting down the line well will beat that out for an infield single. Just the fourth hit given up by Hunt here tonight. Whitaker might need to play in a little bit. This grass slows the ball down a little bit. Owen Cogdale, the left fielder, will step in. He flew out to left his first time up. Throw over to first, back in safely. Renzi holding the runner on. Thompson has not stolen a bag yet this year, but Hunt wants to make sure that he's not getting too much of a lead. He's got about a two-step lead over there. Hunt will come to the plate. Now it's going to be fouled back into the trees up the first base side. And the count is 0-1. Every now and then you can hear the wind pick up just a little bit, but it's been a pretty comfortable night. Might be cool, though, by the end of the evening in the overnight hours. There's a pop foul back out of play. You can feel that little bit of coolness in the air. As the count goes to 0-2, there are some chances of rain developing in the overnight hours into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Hopefully, it doesn't rain out any of our sporting events. Mason Nealon will have the Glenn Ralston at Kemper softball game for you tomorrow on Kick. There is a shot foul up the third baseline. Carroll Baseball also hosting their tournament tomorrow. Coon Rapids Baird will be playing in that. Tigers open up with Maple Valley, Antonoto, Charter Oak, Utes. And then it'll be Coon against Seidel in the second game. The losers will play for third. The winners will play for the championship. Hunt over to first with the throwback in easily as Thompson. Talk with Wildcat head coach Joey Walker following the game tonight in our Mackey Motors at tailgate. Pitch on the way outside. And the count now 1-2. Had a few clouds, but for the most part, it is a sunny night, but the sun beginning to dip behind the press box a little bit. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. And Hunt will get another strikeout. His third of the ballgame. That's the first out here in the inning. It'll bring up Trevin at Krychek. Krychek singled back in the first, but was eventually forced out at second base on a ground ball to the shortstop. So Krychek will step in. The freshman came in hitting .321, so handles the bat well. Hunt takes a look over at first, comes to the plate. That's going to be a wild pitch. That's going to move the runner up to second, and the count goes to 1-0. Faye's been trying to backhand those pitches as well that have not been in the zone that are kind of more towards the left-handed batter's box or left-handed batter, with a righty up, and he's got a slide there. He keeps trying to turn and backhand those, and that's letting the ball get to the fence, which is helping move runners, and that time the pass ball will move the runner down to third. And they count 2-0. Pitch on the way. That one taken outside for a 3-0 count. As a catcher, you've got to slide, try to smother the ball. That's what the chest protector is for. You're probably going to end the season with some bruises because of it, but you got to smother the ball by keeping your body in front of it. The 3-0 pitch inside on the inside corner for strike one. Cassidy Wink had a huge two-run home run that kind of blew open that softball game. She was here in the stands earlier. I think the softball girl's still sitting over there. Pitch on the way. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to score a run. Nope. Rohrbach makes a great sliding catch. The runner at third didn't realize that they're going to double him up over at third, and that's going to end the inning. So an F8-5 double play is going to end this third inning. I thought that one was going to drop in as well, but Colton Rohrbach making a great play to end that inning and then throws out the runner over at third for the double play. No runs on one hit and no errors and nobody left. We're going to head to the bottom half of the third. It's 4-0 Bulldogs. We're back in a minute here on at KKRL.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and Agco. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
We head here to the bottom of the third inning. Evan Anderson going to lead things off. He'll be followed by Chevy Clark and then Colton Rohrbach. The Wildcats are trailing this one right now by a score of 4-0, but you got to wonder after that great play from Colton Rohrbach if that jump starts this team a little bit. First pitch on the way from Burkhart, taken up top for ball one. Anderson hitting 0-91, a couple of RBI, four runs scored on the year, on base percentage at 286. Pitch on the way, a little bit behind that one, fouls it up the first base side. Didn't realize, I don't think at first, that that was going to be a strike, so didn't swing at it until it was kind of late and ends up having to fist that inside fastball up the right side. The count goes to 1-1. Soma over there at first, tracked that one down in foul territory. 1-1 pitch coming up. Burkhart out of the windup, comes with a breaking ball, misses up and in. And the count 2-1. Wildcats have had one base runner so far tonight, trying to get their second. Had the leadoff runner on in the bottom of the first, Colton Rohrbach, but he was stranded out at second when the inning came to an end. They trail it 4-0. 2-1 pitch up top of the count now, 3-1. So Anderson's got a chance to get on here. Get another runner on base, give them an opportunity to chip away at this 4-0 deficit. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball four. First walk given up by Burkhart. That's going to bring up Chevy Clark, a sophomore right fielder. 0-for-1 on the season, looking for his first hit. He'll step in, righty-righty matchup, a little lob over to first base just to keep Anderson close. Anderson does not have a stolen base on the year. Pitch on the way. That's a little flare. That's going to be on the infield. It was off the fist. Ingram, the shortstop, picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. And an infield single for Chevy Clark, his first base hit of his season. And that's going to be the second hit of the night for the Wildcats. As Clark hustling down the line will put runners at first and second with nobody out in the top of the order due up here now in this third inning. Colton Rohrbach again singled his last time up, that back in the first inning. Bulldogs got all four of theirs in the first. Wildcats have settled in since then. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike. Snap, nope. They fake the snap throw down to first again. Count 0-1 now on Rohrbach. Malone's done a couple of times tonight. And both times he's had me thinking that he was actually going to let it go. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Chased one down and out of the zone. If he'd have gotten that one into fair territory, it would have been a soft chopper over to first base. I think it would have been a tough play to double up anybody, but would have probably moved the runners to second and third, but would have been an out. That was a tough pitch to hit. 0-2 offering. Popped up. That's going to drift back out of play. And the count will remain no balls and two strikes as that one lands on the roof of the press box. Sitting behind home plate, just up the third base side a little bit, right before the fence turns and heads towards the dugout. If you're familiar with the Glidden-Ralston field here, great view of the field. The only thing I can't see real well is first base, and that's just because I chose to sit where the umpire and the batter and or umpire and catcher are going to be in my view a little bit. Chopper foul over to Walker there, the Glidden head coach and the third base coach's box. He'll knock that one down and gets it back out to Burkhart. No balls, two strikes to count right now on Colton Rohrbeck. Landon Rohrbeck waiting on deck. Pitch on the way, called strike three. That's a tough one to watch. Burkhart gets his second strikeout. That is the first out of the inning. That's a big first out because now a double play gets you out of trouble. With Anderson at second and Clark at first, and the batter Landon Rohrbeck, he popped up to Ingram, the shortstop, his first time up. Pitch on the way. There is going to be a line drive. Almost got Clark over at first. That's going to get to right field. They'll come to first. They're going to send the runner. Soma doesn't throw it right away. Now does, but they're going to call him out at the plate. I thought he got in under the tag, but the umpire says that he was out. So they're going to get Anderson at the plate. 9-3-2 the put out for the second out. Clark stays at second, and Rohrbeck on with the single. That'll be the third hit. So a close play there at home. But Soma made the throw just in time, and Malone able to make the tag. 2 outs here in the inning. And the pitch on the way is in there for strike one. Landon Whitaker grounded out to second. His first time up back in the first inning. That's a big play there at home for Glidden Ralston. That would have trimmed this down and gave them some momentum. They'd had still a couple of guys on. With a one out, now they've got two outs, still got two guys on, but Landon Whitaker right now is down 0-2. Burkhart trying to get out of trouble, comes back with a fastball, another chopper out to second. Romert will scoop, and the throw over to first is in time to end the Wildcats' threat. They come close, but come up just a little bit short here in the third. No runs on one hit. Actually, no runs on two hits. No errors and two left. We'll head to the fourth. It's still 4-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Somebody alive here from the motor and broadcast booth. We'll head here to the top of the fourth inning. Jeff Blankman with you over here. Rolling Valley Conference baseball action as the Glidden Ralston Wildcats entertaining up Bowyer Valley. The Bulldogs again, three hits and four runs in that first inning. That's what our score still is as we head to the fourth. They're going to bring up Soma, Shoemate, and Malone. So 7-8-9 due up for the Bulldogs. Brody Hunt still on the hill, and he's going to give up a base hit. Are they going to turn this into a double? Nope. Soma will hold up over at first. It was a shot down the third base line. Getting to it quickly that time was Jackson Whitaker. That keeps Soma over at first. Five hits on the night now for Bowyer Valley. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Tyson Shoemate. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. That back in the first inning. The Bulldogs batted nine guys in that first inning. We're going to get a runner over at first. I apologize, folks. They bring number 30 out. They don't have a 30. On the Well, Nolan Denton. So Nolan Denton. Didn't get him written in. That's my bad. Nolan Denton comes in to run. Hunt again throws over to first. So Denton on as a pinch runner in this fourth inning. Pitch in there for a strike to Shoemate. And the count is 0-1. Part of the order, Glidden's got to get through. There's a little nubber off of the front foot of Shoemate. The count now 0-2. That one rolled out into fair territory, but good job by both of the umpires to see that that got him in the foot. They quickly deaden the play. As that is a foul ball as he was hit in the batter's box. Denton, short lead over at first. There's a swing and a miss. Hunt comes up top with a fastball. Gets him to chase. Strikeout number 4 tonight for Brody Hunt. And that's going to bring up Logan Malone, who struck out swinging to end the first inning, but it was after an incredible at-bat. He threw 9 pitches in the strike zone, and only one ball did Brody Hunt against him. But Malone kept fouling him off and fouling him off before eventually striking out swinging. He'll chop the first one foul up the third base side, and the count is 0-1. Sun really beginning to set. Going to turn into a pretty cool and maybe comfortable evening. There's a foul ball back up against the fence and the count 0-2. Last night down in Irwin, it was breezy early and you had people wrapping themselves in blankets. I chuckled because I threw a hoodie on it at one point as well. It was cool last night. Two nights before that, I was sitting in 105-degree heat indices calling a game. So the difference is in the weather. There's a wild pitch going to get back to the screen, moving up to second on the play is going to be Denton. 1-2 now on Malone. Top of the order, and Jericho Ingram is waiting on deck. Pitch on the way. That one is flied out towards left. Drifting over and able to make the catch is going to be Jackson Whitaker. Deep flyout. Runner does not tag. Stays at second. So there are 2 outs now in the inning. And a runner at second and Nolan Denton. That's going to bring up Jericho Ingram. He singled, stole second, and scored the first, struck out swinging in the second. Third time through the order now for Bowyer Valley. Anderson holding the runner at second, comes inside and got a little bit too low again on that sidearm. That's going to be his third hit by pitch. Hunt's done that a few times tonight, just kind of dips a little bit too low. And then that ball doesn't end up having a break or anything. It just comes straight at the hitter. So the hit by pitch will put runners at first and second. Jace Bromert, the second baseman, will step in. Bromert reached on a fielder's choice. There's a pitch in there for a strike. It was a sack bunt attempt. Sack bunt fielder's choice back in the first. Eventually stole second, came in to score. He grounded out to the shortstop Rohrbeck. His last time up, pitch on the way, chopped up the middle. Nice glove by Hunt to throw to first in time, and that is going to do it for the Bulldogs here in the fourth. No runs on one hit, no errors, 2 left. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's still 4-0. Bowyer Valley with the lead. We're back in a minute on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis. Growing together with our community.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have 2 lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Little part of the order to up for Glenn Ralston as we head here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hayden Fay, Grayson Renzi, and Brody Hunt. Wildcats still trail it here by a score of 4-0. They've played some really good defense tonight. Booyer Valley found all of the gaps in that first inning when they batted 9 guys and scored 4 runs. Wildcats defensively have been really sharp tonight. They've been several really good plays. Colton Rohrbeck, Jackson Whitaker, Landon Rohrbeck, Brody Hunt there just made a good play on a hard chopper right back up the middle, was able to get the glove on it and fielded, and then threw it over to first base. So the Wildcats defense has done a nice job here tonight. They've got to get the offense going. They've picked up just 3 hits, 2 of those coming last inning. But they stranded runners at first and second, had a guy thrown out at the plate as well. Fay will step in. He grounded out to second his first time up. First pitch on the way, taken up and away from Burkhardt, and the count 1-0. Burkhardt again came in 2-2 on the year, having thrown 27 and 2/3 innings. He'd given up 25 hits, but just 3 so far tonight through 3 innings. 1-0 offering, took something off of that one. That is chopped foul down the third base side. And the count now, all in 1-1. Bulldogs will run somebody out of the dugout to go get that foul ball. Fay will step back in. Hayden came into tonight hitting .316. Got some power with the double. Pitch on the way. That's going to reach out. Pops that one up. Ingram got a late break. Is he going to be able to drip back? He can, but can't make the catch. A late break. I don't think he saw that one off of the bat. Fay's going to reach. I'll give him a base hit on that one, but that one could be an error. Ingram didn't get a glove on it. He's staring into the sun right now, as there is a little bit of sunshine right where he is standing, and he broke late on that one. The ball got out into the shallow grass in left center field. He reached up but didn't get a glove on it and just missed making the play. So Fay on the leadoff batter over at first. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Snap throw down to first, and they just missed it. Fay just under the tag. That was going to be really, really close. Call the timeout to let him get back up to his feet. Assistant coach Colby Schumann down there keeping the book as he does that first base coach's box. And that was a bang-bang play over there on the bag. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That could be playable. So giving chase and is not able to glove it in. So that's going to run the count now to 0-2. Got to it. Got it in the palm of the glove but was not able to squeeze it and it falls out. That's a break for Renzi as he'll step back in. Grayson popped up to the shortstop. Ingram, his first time up. That came back in the second inning. Pitch on the way. This is outside. 1-2 right now on Grayson Renzi. Wildcats had a runner on in the first, had 3 different runners reach base in the third. So quick throw over to first. It was a light throw. Burkhardt just trying to keep Fay a little bit close over there. Fay does not have a stolen base, so not a guy that typically will run. Dancing around over there at first does not go, and the pitch is fouled back. That went over the top of the press box, and the count will stay 1-2. See a few people starting to break out some of the longer sleeve clothes now that the sun has gone under. Just that little bit of a breeze. Temperature-wise, I think it's great. Pitch on the way. There's a line shot. That's going to be another base hit. That's going to get away from the center fielder. Fay's going to move down to third. Renzi thinks about coming up to second, now does, and they're not going to make a play at second. So Renzi will move as well on the air. So runners now at second and third. Brody Hunt got a chance to help himself. He'll step in, struck out swinging his first time up. Hunt comes into the night, hitting .214 with a double. He's got 3 RBI. He'd like to add a couple of that to that number here. Base hit here. Scores at least 1. You get it into the gap, it probably scores 2. Pitch on the way up top for 1. And the Wildcats have done a nice job really settling in after Bouyer Valley put a four spot up in the first. They've kept themselves right in this one. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball two. Jackson Whitaker is waiting on deck. Got somebody wrapping themselves in blankets out there in the right center field. 2-0 offering on the way. That one is flight out towards left. Cogdale should have a chance to make a play, but he can't find it. That's going to be an error. One run will come in to score. The throw comes in to third, and Hunt will move up to second. And there are still nobody out here in the inning. Fay comes in to score. First run given up by Burkhart right now. That's an unearned run, as Whitaker will step in. He popped up to the first baseman his first time up. Soma now playing in on the grass. Pitch on the way. Taken outside for ball one. Bulldogs seem to be having a hard time picking up the ball off of the bat here in this fourth inning. There's a chopper out towards third, and unable to make the play is Thompson. And another error. Going to score another run. Hunt will move down to third on the play. And now Coach Steele going to call a timeout to settle his club down a little bit. Or 2 our score here. Still nobody out in the inning. Runners on the corners for the Wildcats. Inning started with a single by Hayden Fay. And that was a tough one. It was a pop-up out into shallow left. Ingram got a late break on it because I don't think he picked it up off of the bat real well. Got a late break. And then Grayson Renzi singled out to center. The center fielder bobbled it. That allowed Fay to move to third. The throw to third allowed Renzi to move up to second. And a fly ball out to left field, misplayed by Cogdale. Pitch on the way up top. Runner going to move up to second in Whitaker. And they count one ball, no strikes. And you had the ground ball on the infield. And Thompson just didn't get the glove down, left it go underneath it on a slow chopper. And now runners at second and third. A base hit here could tie it. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Burkhart had been rolling kind of through. Couple of hits in that third inning. There's a chopper. That one up the middle. Ingram will field. His only play is over to first. Run going to come in to score. And that'll be the first out of the inning, but Anderson's going to pick up the RBI. 6-3 on the ground up. But Brody Hunt comes in to score, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. That'll bring up Chevy Clark. He'll take the first pitch in there for a strike. He singled his first time up, but eventually stranded out at second. And back last inning in the third inning when Glenn Ralston's offense started to come a little bit of alive. There's a swing and a miss. Burkhart looks like he's just going to try and get a strikeout to get himself out of trouble here. But again, just one out. The tying run and Whitaker down at third. Pitch on the way. There's a little base hit. Actually, a little ball. That's going to be bobbled again by Thompson. The throw to first is in time, but the run will come in to score. He peeked his head up to see if he could get Whitaker, who had broke. And then in not being able to field that ball well, that allowed the runner to come in to score. There are two outs here in the inning as Clark gets the RBI. And we are tied at four apiece with Colton Rohrbeck stepping to the plate. Pitch on the way for Rohrbeck is going to be a shot down the left field line. That'll be a base hit. Cogdale will get that one back in. Fifth base hit here in the ballgame. Third in this inning for Glenn Ralston. They've actually gotten out six hits here on the night. Rohrbeck is 2-for-3. Landon Rohrbeck steps in, now steps out, takes a look down at head coach Joe Walker. All right, Cam Manning softball winning tonight, 9-4. They throw over to first, back in safely. is Colton Rohrbeck. He's a guy that could steal. Pitch on the way. That one is chopped over to third. Thompson again unable to get to that high chopper. It short chops. Now the throw to third is not going to be in time. As Rohrbeck, Colton was running on the play. Landon will move up to second. And the Wildcats are a base hit away from taking the lead. Landon Whitaker will step in. Ninth batter here in the inning for Glenn Ralston. Both Rohrbecks on base. Pitch on the way. Up top for ball one. You had two hits, then an error, then an error, then a ground out, then a ground out, then a single. We're going to go error again. So three errors here in the inning for Boyer Valley. There's a hit over towards Soma. That's going to get out into right field. Base hit, two runs going to come in to score as the throw comes into the pitcher, and the Wildcats lead at 6-4. Landon Whitaker with a two RBI single. And the Wildcats with six here in the inning have batted through the inning. The lineup, they're going to bring their 10th guy to the plate, and that's the guy that started it. Hayden Fay. What a big, big inning here for Glenn Ralston. Burkhart's got to be frustrated right now with his defense. He's given up just two earned runs here, but could have gotten out of this maybe with really no damage done if guys would have fielded the ball properly from the get-go. Pitch on the way. Taken outside for ball one. Fay started this with a single. Earlier this inning, eventually coming in to score the first run, and now we're going to get a hit by pitch. Runner took off that time. And we get a hit by pitch, so we're going to have runners at first and second. With Grayson Renzi stepping to the plate.
Now batting number 25, Grayson Renzi.
Wind now blowing in a little bit. It was blowing from right to left, and then it blew out for a little while. Now it's starting to blow in. Renzi takes a look down at Joey Walker. Landon Whitaker at second. Hayden Fay over at first. They're not holding him on. Now Soma slips in behind him. They are going to throw over to first. And just back in time is going to be at Fay. He had a really big lead. And Soma kind of snuck in behind him. Good thing Coach Schumann was paying attention. Got in, started back just in time. Pitch on the way to Renzi, swung on and missed. That'll pop out of Malone's glove, but not far enough for anybody to advance. Renzi was looking for that first home run of the season. Just needs a base hit here. Keep this rally going here in the fourth. Six runs right now for Glidden in this fourth inning. They lead it 6-4. Pitch on the way is fouled over towards Coach Schumann up the first base side. Burkhout out in front, now no balls and two strikes. Culver's player of the game again coming up in our Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll get a picture and a banner of that player of the game put together. I'll get that up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. I'll also podcast the audio from tonight's game onto the website. Pitch on the way. There's a shot. That's going to be a base hit out to right center field. That's going to get all the way to the fence. One run will come in to score. Two run. Nope, they're going to hold up the runner there over at third in Fay. So a double for Grayson Renzi, his third double of the year. Make that his fourth double of the year. We'll pick up an RBI as Whitaker comes in to score. Fay down to third. And Brody Hunt will step to the plate. Seven hits, now eight hits, and seven runs for Glenn Ralston. Renzi at second, Fay at third. Hunt will step in. He reached on an error on a fly ball to left his first time up in this inning. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Looking for his first base hit. He struck out swinging back in the second. I knew Glidden could chip at this. I didn't think they'd have a big, big inning, but they've done that. There's a swing and a miss on an inside fastball, and the count is 0-2. 3-4-5 due up for Boyer Valley when we get to the fifth. Wildcats don't want to extend this fourth. There's a foul back up against the screen. And the count remains 0-2 on Brody Hunt. 12th batter of the inning for for Glidden Ralston. So each team's had at least nine batters in one inning. That one misses outside. And they count 1-2 on Hunt. Two offering. There's a swing and a miss. Revere Valley gets out of this inning, but not before Glidden Ralston does plenty of damage. They pick up at seven runs. They get those at seven runs on at five hits. There was three errors. Make that four errors. Yep, four errors. And they leave two runners left on base. We are going to head to the fifth. It's now 7-4 Bulldogs. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Head here to the fifth inning. Brody Hunt back on the hill warming up. The Wildcats now lead at 7-4 again. Five hits, four errors, seven runs for the Wildcats in the bottom half of the fourth. Still a beautiful night, mostly clear right now. A few clouds down to the south and east, but 75 degrees here in Glidden. Great night for high school baseball for you here on KKRL. Levi Reinke, Logan Thompson, Owen Cogdell are the scheduled hitters for the Bulldogs as we head to the fifth. Again, all four of their runs coming in that first inning. Pitch on the way in their first strike, and the count is 0-1. Reinke tonight doubled, driving in two runs and scored in the first, then grounded out to the shortstop in the second. Third plate appearance for him tonight. The 0-1 pitch in there for strike two, and quickly Hunt out in front, no balls, two strikes. Hunt tonight's given up five hits, four runs. All four have been earned. Pitch on the way. That one is hit deep but foul. That is going to drift out of play. The count will remain 0-2. Reinke launched that one, but well foul. Giving chase out there was Jackson Whitaker. The 0-2 offering takes a little bit off. That's a pop-up. Giving chase, Renzi, so is Hunt. Those three almost collide with each other. Is getting up there as well was Hayden Fake. Great hustle by all three guys, especially Hunt and Renzi. The pitch and the foul ball drops in safely for Boyer Valley, and the count remains 0-2. Thought that one had a little bit more drift on it. If it did, I think Renzi gets to it. The 0-2 offering swung on and missed. Came with the inside fastball. Strikeout number five tonight for Brody Hunt. First out here in the fifth inning, and that's going to bring up Logan Thompson. Thompson hit by a pitch and scored in the first, then singled back in the third before being part of a F8-5 double play. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Dan Steele, the head coach for Boyer Valley, over talking with his dugout. Well, one pitch inside, one ball and one strike. Warbeck playing on the left field side of the bag out there in center right now, expecting maybe Thompson to pull if he gets a piece of it. There's strike two called. And the count now 1 ball and two strikes. Hunt's doing a nice job moving the ball around tonight. Comes in, there's a fly ball out towards right. And able to make the catch out there is Chevy Clark. Kind of circled around it, but came back to it and makes the catch for the second out here in the inning. Well, that'll bring up Owen Cogdell. Cogdell flew out to left in the first and then struck out swinging in the third. 7-4 Glenn Ralston with the lead. All seven of their runs again coming in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Tried to get him to chase one up, but Cogdill able to hold the bat back, and the count is 1-0. Sometimes that pitch up around the eyes is a hard one not to swing at. See a lot of people walking over towards ice cream here in town, and I'm guessing that they're heading over there to grab something to eat and some ice cream. There's a foul ball, and the count 1-1. I stopped over the other night on my way down to Coon Rapids and had myself a meal last Friday. Pitch on the way. There's going to be another hit by pitch. Fourth one tonight for Brody Hunt. That's going to put a runner on with it. Two outs, and the batter is going to be the right fielder, Trevin Krychek. Krychek singled back in the first inning, was eventually forced out at second base. And then flew out into an F-8-5 double play. Brody having a conversation with home plate umpire, but both guys smiling and laughing, so it wasn't anything that either one of them was frustrated about anything. So stepping in now is Krychek. He's hit the ball well both times at the plate tonight. Pitch on the way, runner goes, swung on and missed. There's going to be no throw down to second. Cogdill in with the stolen base. The count is 0-1. Cogdill now 5 of 5 in stolen bases on the season for the Bulldogs. Boyer Valley got 4 in the first. They had a single, a fielder's choice, a double, a hit by pitch, a single. And now we get another hit by pitch. 5 of them tonight for Hunt. Brody came into tonight having hit 5 and 11 innings pitched, so he does like to throw inside, and that's going to bring up Kale Soma. Soma tonight reached on a fielder's choice in the first and eventually ended up over at third as Nolan Denton ran for, actually he ran for himself there and was stranded at third. Then he singled in the fourth. Nolan Denton came in to run for him, and he ended up stranded at second when the inning came to an end. Pitch on the way outside for ball one. So back-to-back hit by pitches here put runners at first and second with the two and out. Pitch on the way. Call the strike down around the knees, and the count 1-1. Anderson holding the runner on. Nice job that time by Fay. Again, just backhanding things. So they're kind of sliding. He does slide a little bit, but he slides and turns the backhand to try and make the play. You got to slide that whole body and shift the whole body in front of the pitches. You smother them. That way they don't get past you. You backhand things, and things usually get by you. There's going to be a foul ball right off of the catcher's mask. Home plate umpire is going to walk up the first base side to pick up the ball and give Fay a little bit of time to gather himself in. He'll talk to Hunt again just to kind of give Fay a little bit of time to gather himself after taking that foul ball right off the mask. Count is 2-2. Cogdill at second, Krychek at first. Two outs here. We're in the top of the fifth. 7-4 Glenn Ralston with the lead. Culver's player of the game coming up after the game. There's a foul ball back out of play, and the count remains 2-3, or 2-2, I should say. Sixth pitch coming up. There's no such thing as 2-3. Hunt again coming to the plate, misses outside, scooped up again by Fay. 3 balls, 2 strikes. With 2 outs here, we're probably going to get the runners going, which a base hit here could then score 2. Pitch on the way. Misses inside for ball 4. That one does get away, but the runners were moving anyway with a ball, with a walk. That's the first official walk of the night for Hunt. He's hit 5, but that's the first actual walk of the ballgame. The base is now loaded for Tyson Shumate. Shumate hit by a pitch in the first, was stranded at second, and struck out swinging in the fourth. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. Breaking ball catches the corner. No balls and 1 strike. You can hear one of the Bulldog fans behind me, knowledgeable person, hollered out, make sure you take those outside pitches to right field. Pitch on the way. Nice breaking ball inside that time. And the count is 0-2 as he swung on and missed. Here, Dan Steele, the head coach, yelling, step up. Wants his guy to be up in the batter's box. Pitch on the way. Just misses low and away. And the count 1-2. Logan Malone is waiting on deck. 8-9 part of the lineup here for Boyer Valley. If you're Glenn Ralston, you want to get out of here unscathed. Base is loaded, 2 outs. There's a chopper foul behind the plate. your Booyer Valley, if you can get a little production here, you get back to the top part of your order, which helps you score those four runs in the first inning. 1-2 pitch coming up. Swung on and missed, came with a changeup on that one, and that's going to do it for the Bulldogs here in the fifth. Hunt picks up strikeout number six in the inning. There was no runs on no hits, no errors, and three left. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. 7-4 Bulldogs back in a minute here on KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Coming here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Wildcats will bring up Jason Whitaker, Evan Anderson, and Chevy Clark. So it's 7-8-9 due up. We head here to the fifth. Again, Booyer Valley scored four in the first. Looked like they could really maybe pull away in this game, but then Glidden-Ralston settled in, played much better, got him a 1-2-3 second, and made some great defensive plays in the third and fourth. Wildcats bats got going in the bottom half of the fourth as they scored seven times. That pitch has popped up. Malone's got a beat on it in foul territory and really makes a nice catch for the first out here in the inning. So one out on one pitch as Whitaker pops up in foul territory to the catcher up the first base side. And that's going to bring up Evan Anderson. Anderson walked in the third, was eventually thrown out at home on a play out to right field, 9-3-2. And then grounded out to the shortstop, but drove in a run in the fourth inning. Pitch on the way up and in. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Thompson creeping into the grass over at third. Pitch on the way. In there around the knees for strike one. Batters have had to adjust tonight. That low strike, it's been consistent. It's been there all night. We'll have our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up at the conclusion here. There's a swing and a miss a little bit behind the fastball. And the count one and two now on Anderson. Should be Clark waiting on deck. Art still going for the Bulldogs. Pitch on the way. That's a line drive. Almost got Chevy Clark, and then it almost got the guy sitting outside of the dugout. And they were able to just duck it. Now I think the home plate umpire is going to get everybody back into the dugout. You're not allowed to not be in the dugout. And that time they had a couple of guys sitting on buckets outside of the dugout, and they almost got peppered. That one got over there quick. 1-2 pitch on the way. Misses outside. And the count now 2-2 to Anderson. That's the safety reasons why they don't want people sitting outside, especially the kids. The coaches are able to do it some. But you don't want the kids sitting outside. There's another foul ball back up against the screen. That ball gets on you quick. And if you're not paying attention, which they were there, they were able to duck. You take a line drive off of the head, and there's going to be some serious situations maybe occurring. It's a safety reason. 2-2 pitch coming up. Pitch up. Ooh, they're going to call strike three. That's the first one that's been way up out of the zone that's been called a strike. That'll be the second out here in the inning. Burkhart picking up his third strikeout tonight. Got one in the second inning. Picked up one in the third. And now, actually, it's his fourth. He did get one to end the fourth inning as well. Chevy Clark will step in. First pitch on the way. Called a strike down around the knees to count 0-1. Clark tonight singled in the third inning, was eventually stranded at second, then had an RBI ground out. Over to the third baseman back in the fourth. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Burkhart's doing a good job changing speeds, especially in this inning. Starting guys off with stuff a little bit harder and then comes with something off speed. 0-2 pitch coming up. We'll see if he comes back. Fastball does. Tried to get him to chase up top. Does, but Clark able to follow that one back up against the screen, and the count will remain 0-2. Bulldogs will have 9-1-2 due up when they get up in the sixth. Pitch on the way downstairs. One ball, two strikes right now on Clark. We're here in the bottom of the fifth, and nobody on and at two outs. You're listening to high school baseball here on 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. 1-2 pitch. Chases one up top, and that one's going to be well hit out in left center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Tracking it down is Reinke, and Clark will be on with the two-out single. Ninth hit of the night for Glidden Ralston. Well, that'll bring up the top of the order in Colton Rohrbach. Colton singled twice tonight, once in the first and once in the fourth. Was stranded at second in the first, scored in the fourth, and then struck out swinging in the third. Or struck out looking, I should say. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Pitch on the way. That one hit well out into center. Right, Reinke on his horse and is able to make the catch for the final out of the inning. That one looked like it was going to be over his head, but he was able to get back to it. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left for the Wildcats in the fifth. We'll head to the top of the sixth, 7-4 in favor of Glidden Ralston. Back in a minute here on the 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats! Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Top of the sixth inning, Logan Malone, Jericho Ingram, and Jace Bromer. 9-1-2 due off for Bowyer Valley. Brody Hunt back out on the hill, finishing up his warm-ups here. For Glidden Ralston, he's been sharp tonight for the most part, giving up five hits and four runs. All four have been earned. He has struck out six, but he has hit five and walked one. Malone will come in, struck out swinging in the first, flew out to left in the fourth. And the pitch on the way, chased one up top. That's going to be pop foul back out of play. And the count is 0-1. Renzi talking with Anderson out at second out there. Pitch on the way, reaches out, chips it. Roar back at short, scoops, fires, and that is going to be the first out here in the inning. Malone getting down the line quickly there, but Roar back saw that and was able to feel that that came off of the pitcher's mound. Took a good hop for him, and he made a nice running throw there. And that is the first out here in the sixth inning. It'll bring up Jericho Ingram. Ingram singled and scored with a stolen base in the first, struck out swinging in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and ended up being stranded over at first base. He'll follow the first pitch back out of play, and the count is 0-1. Defense playing fairly straight up. Jackson Whitaker deep out in left. There's a chopper again out towards Rohrbach. He'll scoop. Good throw, and they get him by about a step over there at first. Nice stretch by Grayson Renzi. Two outs here in the inning, and it's going to bring up Jason Bromert. Bromert tonight reached on a fielder's choice. It was a sack bunt back in the first. He stole second and scored, then grounded out to short in the second and grounded back to the pitcher, and that ended the fourth inning. Fastball misses up and in, and they count one ball and no strikes. Boyer Valley guaranteed to get through the middle part of their order. If we go to seven, Glenn Ralston will have 2-3-4. There's a chopper up the third base side. Hunt going to field it, and the throw is not going to be in time. I'm going to give an infield single that time to Bromert. Close play. Hunt didn't field that perfectly. Kind of tried to grab it with the hand and didn't get it quite in there right off the bat, so that made it a really close play, but I don't know if he'd have got him anyway. Reinke will step in. Pitch in the dirt, runner goes, and up to second base is going to be at Bromert. Pitch down in the dirt. Reinke doubled, driving in two runs and scored in the first. Grounded out to the shortstop in the second, and then struck out swinging in the fifth. Pitch on the way, popped up. That's going to drift back out of play. And the count is one ball and one strike. Coach Schumann bringing out some extra baseballs here as we've had quite a few foul balls here as of late. Some of the young kids starting to run after them. 1-1 pitch coming up. That one taken downstairs for ball two. Hunt's given the Wildcats a good start here tonight. He's gotten them through almost six innings. Two outs here. 5 2/3 so far. Pitch on the way. Low and away. Nice play that time by Fay. And the count 3-1. I'd still like to see Hayden sit a backhanding everything that's in the outside part of the plate to a right-handed hitter. I'd like to see him slide the body. There's a swing and a miss. Played a little catcher when I was young. That doesn't mean I'm an expert at it by any means, but I do understand the fundamental part of playing the position. 3-2 pitch. Flied out towards center. Rohrbach will drift over towards right, makes the catch, and that is going to be the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left for the Bulldogs in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 7-4. Glenn Ralston with the lead. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two Lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Outcats are going to bring up Landon Rohrbach, Landon Whitaker, and Hayden Fay. 2-3-4 as we head here to the top half of the seventh inning, trying to get another victory here. Their second straight. It would be their fourth of the year and second straight conference win as well here in the Rolling Valley. Fell down to Boyer Valley 4-0 in the first, but lead it now 7-4. As Glidden scored seven times in that fourth inning. Landon Rohrbach popped up to the shortstop in the first, singled in the third, eventually stranded over at third, and then reached on an error and scored in the fourth. And again, I'll head back, type up recap stories of all of tonight's area baseball games. Mason Nealon working on all the softball games right now. We'll get everything posted to the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. You can find all of those full stats and box scores and then full recaps with the audio. So we record a recap of all of the games. It's in one bunch at the top of the page. You can kick that on in the morning and get a recap of all of the baseball or all of the softball or both. You can sit back and listen, or you could scroll down through and see how each of the teams did. That's all part of the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Rohrbach with a swing and a miss on the first pitch, and the count is 0-1. Burkhart still out on the hill here, the junior for Booyer Valley. 0-1 pitch downstairs. One ball and one strike. Terrific crowd. I don't think anybody's left yet. Most of the Glidden softball team still hanging out, watching their friends and classmates on the baseball team play tonight. 1-1 pitch coming up. There's a swing and a miss. Got him to chase one up top. One ball, two strikes right now. On the Wildcat shortstop, the senior again hitting 394 with a double, two triples, three triples, and seven RBI coming into tonight. 1-2 offering. Taken outside for ball two. Insurance runner two here would be huge here. Just to be on the safe side, you'd like to extend this to, you know, 10-4 or something like that. Get a couple of runs. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper out towards short. Ingram will scoop. Rohrbach runs while the throw is in time. No, going to say he was safe. He beats it out. An infield single that time from Rohrbach. That's going to bring up Landon Whitaker. Rohrbach definitely a threat to steal in this situation. 10 of 11 coming into the night is not stolen yet tonight. There's the throw over to first as anticipated. So Whitaker tonight is grounded out to second twice, once in the first inning, once in the third. Single driving in, two-run runner goes. That could be trouble as the ball popped up. Drifting in is going to be the right fielder. He'll make the catch, does Krychek. But Rohrbach able with that speed to get back to first. He was almost to second base, but it was his speed that allowed him to get back over to first. Otherwise, they could have had a double play because that was very shallow right field. And Krychek did a nice job, the freshman, getting into it quickly. But had to wait for it to get to him, and that gave Rohrbach time to get back to first. Hayden Fay now steps in. One out, one on. Bottom of the sixth. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Fay tonight grounded out to second in the first. Singled and scored in the fourth, and then hit by a pitch, stranded over at third. That came in the fourth inning. There's the throw back over. Back in safely as Rohrbach. Landon again beat out an infield single on a slow roller out to Ingram. It was a bang-bang play over at first. Pitch on the way up top. And the count now 1-1 to Fay. Jason Renzi, who's had a pretty good night at the plate, is waiting on deck. Runner goes to throw down to second. Malone's got a really good arm. But just in under the tag is a Landon Rohrbach, runner in scoring position as the count goes to 2-1. Landon now 11 of 12 in stolen bases. Malone's a good-looking catcher, though, is just a sophomore. He's a talented-looking young kid, very athletic, strong arm, fundamentally really good back there. Pitch on the way up top. I'm going to say 2-2. I thought the last one was a ball, but they said it was a strike, so 2-2 the count. Burkhart looks back. Bromer at the second baseman shading the bag. There's a foul ball right off the screen. That'll bounce over towards Renzi. He'll pick that one up. Count remains 2-2 right now on Fay. This is a big situation here because a base hit with Rohrbach's speed probably scores him, especially considering Booyer Valley not holding him on. Bromert's about 10 feet away from the bag, just kind of shading it. Burkhart looks, now spins and throws, but easily back in that time was Rohrbach. And that's one of those that kind of, in a way, almost makes you think if you're Rohrbach, you can get a little bit more of a lead, and he does. He's now lined up almost behind the umpire. He's got about a seven-step lead out there at second. Does not go, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and Fay will go down swinging. And that is the second out here in the inning, fifth strikeout tonight for Burkhart, and that's going to bring up Grayson Renzi. Renzi in the second inning popped up to the shortstop, and then in the fourth inning, he batted twice. He singled and scored and then had a double with an RBI before being stranded out at second when the inning came to an end. There's a fly ball out towards Bromert at second. He'll drift out into the grass and makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. So the Wildcats get that leadoff single but come up empty. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. We are headed to the seventh 7-4, Glenn Ralston with the lead. We're back in 1 minute here on the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRS.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Landon Rohrbach coming in for Glidden Ralston to try and close this one out. He'll pitch the seventh inning here. Moves in from shortstop. Colton Rohrbach comes into shortstop. Renzi will move over to third. Hunt goes over to first. And it looks like Whitaker moving out now to center field. So Landon Rohrbach, the senior, this is his fifth appearance this year. He has thrown six innings, giving up one hit and five runs. Four of them have been earned. His ERA at 4.67. Walk nine, hit two, struck out eight. Walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.67. Opponents batting just 0.32 against him this year. And again, this is his fifth appearance, all of them in relief. We're here in the top half of the seventh inning. Bouguer Valley will send Logan Thompson, Owen Cogdill, and Trevin Krychek. Pretty good part of the order, 4-5-6. Renzi out talking with Rohrbach, who looks like he's going to work out of the stretch. So plenty of changes defensively here for Glidden heading into this seventh inning. And a good start for Brody Hunt tonight. Told him he was going to be Jamba Chamberlain back in his Nebraska days. He went out and pitched like that, especially after that first inning. Rohrbach getting a few extra warm-ups here as he comes in to pitch. He was out on base, so he didn't have a chance in that bottom half to go to the bullpen, or in the bottom half of the sixth to go get warmed up, so they give him a couple of extra pitches. And they are going to ask him to take, I think he's got a band or some kind of wrap on the left wrist. They're going to have him take that off. Looks like he's rolling up some tape off of the arm. Now they're going to switch baseballs here real quick, and we should be ready to go. Thompson comes in, hit by a pitch and scored in the first, singled in the third, eventually stranded over at third base, then flew out to right in the fifth with a nice catch by Chevy Clark. But again, 4-5-6, so the middle part, the beef of the order for Bouguer Valley, due up 7-4 Wildcats with the lead. First pitch from Warbeck, misses with the fastball up top. And they count one ball and no strikes. Wind has picked up. It's blowing heavy now from right to left. And the trees, which have not moved all night, are now moving. So I'm going to guess that wind's up around 15 miles per hour or more. The 1-0 pitch down in the dirt, and they count two balls and no strikes. Just got to take one batter at a time just to put the ball in play. The defense has been pretty good behind the pitching all night. Pitch on the way, up top again, and three balls and no strikes now. Here's the count. Colton used to coming in these situations, though. Again, has not made a start. Just got to settle himself in, get that first strike, tries to take some off of that one, and gets the first strike on the inside corner. So Thompson will step back in, roar back again. Took a little off that last one. We'll see if he does the same thing here. He comes back with a fastball in there for another strike, and the count now 3-2. Colton Rohrbach at shortstop talking with his brother. Telling him to just keep doing that. Throw it across the plate. 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. Second actual walk given up by Wildcat pitching here tonight. Hunt did hit five. And Owen Cogdale will snap in. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. We are going to get a runner as Cam Flaherty will come in to run over at first base. So a pinch runner here for the Bulldogs in this seventh inning. And Cogdale will step in. Flew out to left in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Hit by a pitch. Stole the second. Stranded at third. Back in the fifth. He'll take the first pitch in there for strike one. Throw over to first. Back in safely. It's going to be Flaherty. Rohrbeck's got a pretty good move. Hunt has seen it, so he should be ready for it. Pretty big lead for Flaherty over at first. He does not go. Pitch in the dirt. Knocked down again by Fay. And the count is 1-1 on Cogdill. High check. Waiting on deck. And Soma. So, again, a really good part of the order here for Bouyer Valley. Pitch on the way up top. Had a chance to snap a throw down to first. But the runner at first isn't a big deal right now. That only makes it 7-5. Got to just worry about the guy here at the plate. Runner does not go. Pitch just misses downstairs. That strike's been there off and on all night. Colton Rohrbacher Landon, wanted that one. And the count, 3 balls in, 1 strike. Pitch up and in for ball four, so back-to-back walks open up this seventh inning. And now Krychek will step in. Singled in the first. Was eventually a force out at second on a ground ball to the shortstop. Flew into an F-8-5 double play to end the third inning. And then was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Zyroker and Kibble at Audubon softball tonight with a 15-0 victory over AHST of Oka Walnut. Try and get that sent here to Mason so he can start working on that. Pitch on the way. Up and in. Nearly got him. But Krychek able to get out of the way of it. And they count 1-0. And you can hear now the Bouyer Valley crowd getting into things here as their dugout sensing. They've got a little bit of a rally starting here. Pitch on the way. Now we're going to get a hit by pitch. And the bases are loaded. So the lead run will come to the plate. The worst thing is the tying run now over at first base. And now Joey Walker going to come out of the dugout. It's always the thing that scares me when you bring in a new pitcher. And we may be getting another pitching change. We are. Colton Rohrbeck. Now going to come in to try and close this one out. Bouyer Valley's got a chance here to get some runs on the board. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with more Wildcat Baseball coming up after this on KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. an experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlprione.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
From Colton Roar, back goes to the backstop. Coming in to score is Flaherty. And now we've got a line drive foul at the third base side. And the count 1-1 now on Kale Soma. 7-5. In favor of Glenn Ralston, but Boyer Valley, with nobody out here in the seventh, has the tying run now at second. Tyson Shoemate is waiting on Dak Soma tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first, eventually stranded at third, singled in the fourth. He'll take that pitch downstairs. And the count 2-1, then walked in the fifth. He has been on base all three times. The two Roarbacks just switched places. Pop up. That one is going to stay on the infield. Landon's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch. That is the first out here in the inning, and that's a big out. That brings up now Tyson Shoemate. Shoemate tonight was hit by a pitch in the first, eventually stranded at second, then struck out in the fourth and struck out in the fifth, both times swinging. Again, Cogdill at third. Krychek at second. Pitch on the way. In there for strike one. Wind again has picked up, blowing in now from center. Pitch on the way. That one is fouled out of play up the first base side. Giving chase his hunt, he's going to run out of room. Roarbeck out in front right now. No balls and two strikes. So Landon faced three batters. Pitch on the way down in the dirt. Now Colton in here trying to close it. Nice job that time by Faye to knock that one down. That pitch in the dirt, that would have put the tying run at third. And that would have not have scored another one if that one had gotten to the backstop. 1-2 pitch coming up. That one going to get away. The run's going to come in, and it's going to score. As another wild pitch will score another run. And the tying run now down to third. They do make the throw down to third, but back in safely. It's going to be Krychek. We have got a ball game here. 7-6 with a one out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2 count right now on Tyson Shoemate. The infield is drawn in. Pitch on the way. Misses outside 2-2. You don't really try to get strikeouts all the time, but this is one where if you can get the strikeout here, then your defense gets a chance to move back into regular position. Now the two umpires checking with each other. 2-2 is the count. So the field umpire wanted to make sure he had the correct count. And we got a balk, which is going to score the run. So the balk is going to score the run. And we are tied at 7-7. So two walks, a hit by pitch, two wild pitches, and a balk have scored three runs for Boyer Valley here in the seventh. Right now there's nobody on base. And now we do have one guy on base, as that is ball four to Tyson Shoemate. Logan Malone's going to come in. Now Colby Schumann questioning on that balk, if that should have not been a ball with the runner scoring. And that should be He's thinking that should be ball three. Joe Walker also discussing it, so the two umpires are going to get together here. Yep, and there we go. So it is going to be a 3-2 count. And Tyson Shoemate will have to come back to the plate. Good catch over there by the Glidden-Ralston dugout. Now Coach Steele wanting to have a conversation. Bouvier Valley with four in the first, now three here in the seventh. This tied this one up. Base is empty, one out. And a 3-2 count on Tyson Shoemate. Pitch on the way, called strike three. And that is going to be out number two here in the inning. First strikeout for Colton, and it's going to bring up Logan Malone, the number nine guy in the lineup. He has struck out swinging in the first, flew out to left in the fourth, and then grounded out to the shortstop in the sixth. The Wildcats will bring up Brody Hunt, Jackson Whitaker, and Evan Anderson in their half of the seventh. Pitch downstairs for ball one. Jericho Ingram, the top of the order, waiting for Bouvier Valley in the on-deck circle, hoping to get a chance. Tough way to lose a lead here. That pitch misses inside. Again, you go walk, walk, hit by pitch. Then once you load the bases, you go wild pitch, and balk to score three runs. There's a shot. And that time, the center fielder doesn't see it. Whitaker, that one's going to land in front of him. And a two-out single by Logan Malone. And Bouvier Valley's got a base runner on. Two outs here in the inning, and Jericho Ingram will step to the plate. The shortstop singled and scored with a stolen base in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and then grounded out to the shortstop in the sixth. They're going to put a courtesy runner on here with two outs. They will. They'll get their catcher back into the dugout. Heading out to run is going to be Thomas Heaston. So Thomas Heaston has the courtesy runner here in this seventh inning. Again, we'll talk with Joey Walker, one of the guys, when this one completes at some point tonight. Pitch on the way. Misses low and away, and the count 1-0 on Ingram. Jace Bromert hoping to get a chance to hit here yet in the inning. Ingram would love nothing more than to get a base hit and move guys around a little bit. Wildcats need an out to get out of the inning. At least have a tie ball game coming into the bottom half of the seventh. The pitch misses downstairs in the count now 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Chopper over towards third. Ramsey charges in. Bear hands it, and the throw is dug. They're going to say that he beat it out. It was a great play by Renzi and a great dig by Hunt. But Ingram beats that one out, an infield single. So back-to-back hits here, and now put runners at first and second with Jace Bromert coming to the plate. Bromert reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first, stole second. It was a sack bunt attempt. And then he grounded out to the short in the second, grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth, singled in the sixth. It was eventually stranded at second. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one. Eighth batter here in the inning for Bouvier Valley. They batted nine guys in the first. Their best inning after that was six guys in the fifth. Pitch on the way, swung on a miss. He tried to hit the cover off of the ball on that one. You know, just made contact, might have got somewhere, but he swings and spins himself into the dirt, and the count is 1-1. Beautiful on this Friday night. Pitch on the way. Pop foul out of play. Hunt and Fay giving chase, but neither guy have an opportunity to catch that one as that one's back behind the bleachers up the first base side. Count goes to 1-2 now on Bromert. Two out, two on for the Bulldogs here. At the top of the seventh, they've scored three already. Lead run out at second base. Pitch on the way, popped up. That's going to drift foul. Fay giving chase again, but that one's going to end up back behind the press box, and the count will remain one ball and two strikes. 1-2 offering. And battling right now is Bromert. He fouls another pitch straight back up against the fence. Three straight foul balls. And the count will remain 1-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Easton on at second, Ingram at first. Easton is a courtesy runner for the catcher Malone. 1-2 offering. Chase the fastball up and out of the zone. Well ahead of the bottom of the seventh, tied at three apiece. The Bulldogs pick up three runs. They get it on at two hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh. We're back right after this one-minute timeout here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
Still out on the hill here for Abuja Valley. We head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Wildcats are going to bring up Brody Hunt, Jackson Whitaker, and Evan Anderson. Six, seven, and eight due up for the Wildcats. We're tied here at seven apiece. Abuja Valley with four in the first, three in the seventh. Glenn Ralston got all seven of theirs in the fourth. Just need one here, but it's got to start with a base runner. Brody Hunt will follow the first pitch back, and the count is 0-1. Hunt struck out swinging in the second, reached on an error and scored in the fourth on a fly ball out to left, and then struck out swinging as well in the fourth inning as he batted twice in that inning as the Wildcats put 12 to the plate in that inning. There's a line shot, and that is going to get over the center fielder Reinke's head. He came in on the play. Hunt's going to round first. He's going to dig for second. He's going to head all the way over to third, and the relay throw is not going to be in time, and Brody Hunt, the winning run at third base with a triple. What a play by Brody Hunt to give the Wildcats a chance here to end it. Nobody out and a runner at third, and Dan Steele comes out of the dugout. He's going to talk to his entire infield. They're going to have to pull everybody in because they're going to have to hope that they can get a ground ball right at somebody and make a play to the plate. And I'm sure that's what Coach Steele is wanting to talk to his defense about right now, as Jackson Whitaker will be the scheduled hitter. Burkhart will stay in the game. Whitaker tonight flew out to the first baseman in the second, reached on an error to the third baseman in the fourth, and then popped up to the catcher in foul territory in the fifth. And again, all he's got to do, they have the infield in, so all you got to do is not hit it right at one of the infielders, and if you hit it hard enough, it goes through. There's a swing and a miss. Ball will pop away from Malone, but not far enough in the count 0-1. Evan Anderson is waiting on deck. As much as he probably wants to hit, he'd probably be a happy man right now if Whitaker got a base hit and scored Hunt from third. Burkhardt out of the stretch, comes to the plate. There's a line shot, but it's going to be foul down the first base side. And the count is going to be 0-2. Took an inside fastball and fisted it hard. That was a well-hit ball, but it went to foul up the first base side. Teased Whitaker when he was doing his batting in the cage before the game. He asked me if I'd throw him some tosses as he was looking for somebody to toss him the ball to be able to hit. And I jokingly said, I've struck out every batter I've ever pitched to in the cage. Just in a complete joke, he laughed. Now he gets a chance to step up and make a big play here. The 0-2 pitch misses low and away, and the count 1-2. Infield remains in on the grass, and they want to make the play to the plate. Pitch on the way is downstairs for ball two. Bro Cody Hunt with a hard hit line drive over Reinke's head out there in center, ends up with the triple. And he sits over at third with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. We're tied at seven apiece. Pitch on the way. Chopper on the infield. Ingram will field. He comes to the plate even though Hunt wasn't coming. So reaching first is going to be Whitaker on the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Evan Anderson. The infield has to remain in, though, because you still have to make the play at the plate. Now, this is important here, too, because if they can get it out here with the runner still, so do you move that runner from first, especially with everybody playing in? And I take him off, and there goes Whitaker. Pitch is fouled back, and the count is 0-1. Because otherwise, if Anderson, who's at the plate, would get out and you still had runners in the corners, then your middle infielders could go back and play for a second base to first base double play to try and get out of the trouble. And that makes it a little tougher to push it through the infield. Runner goes, pitch in there for a strike. And the count now 0-2 with the runners at second and third. Anderson tonight walked in the third, was eventually thrown out at home on a 9-3-2. And grounded out to the shortstop, driving in a run in the fourth, struck out looking in the fifth. Pitch on the way, fouled out of play up the first base side as he chased one up in the zone. Wildcats trying to rally here after giving up a three-run lead in the top of the seventh. Looking for their second straight win. Line drive, base hit, and that's going to do it. Evan Anderson with a single out to right field is going to score Brody Hunt. And Glenn Ralston's going to pick up an 8-7 victory here tonight as they will move to 4-7 on the season. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left. And a big win for Glenn Ralston here tonight as they win it by a score of 8-7. We'll step away. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you next year on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Mackey Motors tailgate 40 here on 93.7 at KKRL. Probably going to talk to some happy at Glidden Ralston Wildcats as they pick up a win in a thriller here tonight, winning it 8-7 again against Booyer Valley. Booyer Valley scores 4 in the first. Glidden Ralston comes back with 7 in the fourth. But then Booyer Valley rallies with 3 in the top of the seventh to tie it. And then the bottom of the seventh, Brody Hunt, who had pitched well, came out in the seventh, didn't pitch in the seventh, came out after 6 good innings, ends up tripling to lead it off to dead center. Ryan Key came in on a line drive. Sometimes those ones right at you are the hardest balls to be able to judge. He came in, then jumped as high as he could. It cleared him. Got out to the fence. Hunt with good speed, able to get all the way over to third base. Jackson Whitaker then hit into a fielder's choice. They let him get to first. They came home. Hunt didn't go, so there was runners on the corners. Whitaker took second, and then Evan Anderson lines a single out to right field over the second baseman's head. That scores Brody Hunt from third, and Glidden Ralston earns themselves a victory here tonight. We'll get head coach Joey Walker on the headsets with us here tonight. We'll get some thoughts from Coach and see how he feels about this one. Coach, I'll try to get you a little bit more gap. There you go. Make it a little easier for you here. Coach, appreciate you joining us. Whew. Take a breath after that one, right? Congrats.
I know, yeah.
What a crazy way to win a game.
It was, yeah. I'm really proud of the way they battled back. I mean, being down 4-0 in the first inning, two nights in a row,
yes,
came back and then let them back in with 3 walks to tie it in the seventh. But, you know, the way these guys responded, I'm really proud, especially these younger guys who, you know, haven't had much experience. Like Evan Anderson stepping in there and
yes,
having a walk-off. He's been putting the ball in play all year, just hasn't really found gaps, and he was due for one, and he came up when it mattered. Brody with a leadoff triple in that seventh inning after a great 6 innings on the mound. You know, it was just a really fun one tonight all around. Pitching was great. We put the ball in play, only struck out 5 times. And made every play on the field. So,
what was the message to the guys going into the bottom of the seventh? Because they had to have walked in there maybe a little dejected after leaving, you know, giving up 3 runs in the top half.
Yeah, they did. You know, so we just had a little meeting, a couple of conversations that, you know, we just need base runners, and we've been in this situation before many times. It seems like every year when we play Booyer, we're in this situation.
Yep.
It's always back and forth with these guys. They get us sometimes, we get them sometimes, and, you know, I think these guys knew that the way they were swinging the bat all night, you know, put the ball in play and good things will happen, and they did.
What did you like about the way the guys swung tonight?
They jumped on fastballs early in the count. We had problems at the beginning of the year, you know, taking early, getting down in the count, and then, you know, it's hard to, you don't know what's coming on 0-2 or 1-2, but these guys have, the last 2 weeks, and tonight especially, have done a great job being aggressive, knowing their approach, that if they get a fastball early, they're going to jump on it and put it in play. And, you know, when we put the ball in play like that, put pressure on the defense, we're pretty tough to beat.
We're going to talk to him here in a minute. What did you see from him on the hill here tonight?
Well, his composure as a sophomore was just pretty unbelievable to me. You know, they hit the ball hard in that first inning,
yep,
hit gaps. I think he had 35 to 40 pitches in that first inning. But, you know, he knew that he came to the dugout after that and said, hey, I'm throwing 110 pitches tonight. So he knew that, you know, the guys would get us back in it, and all he had to do was go out there and throw strikes, and he did. Really proud of the way that he responded and battled, being down early, just knowing that if he pounds the zone and trusts his defense, that we'll make some plays and get him out of jams.
You guys get a weekend to recover from this one. Then you travel over to Woodbine on Monday. Chance to win your 3rd in a row. That's got to energize this team throughout the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been playing really great baseball. 3rd in a row at Woodbine next week, hopefully. We've won 3 of the last 4.
Yep.
Which, you know, we feel really good about, because before that we were striking out a lot. Pitching wasn't great. But the way they've responded, you know, we were 1-6 or 1-7 or something,
right.
And
yep,
they've battled back and, you know, made us competitive in this conference that's, you know, loaded with pretty solid teams. So, you know, we're hoping to keep it rolling.
I tell you what, great job out here tonight. Appreciate you
right.
joining us.
Hey, thanks for coming,
I look
Jeff.
Forward to seeing your official stats when you
Absolutely.
Send them here in a little bit.
You bet. Thanks,
you bet.
Jeff.
Head coach Joey Walker joining us, and now we've got Jabba Chamberlain joining us here tonight, or Brody Hunt, as he's better known as. I told everybody on air, I told you were going to be Jabba Chamberlain tonight, and after that first inning, you settled in, and not that you pitched poorly there, you were throwing strike after strike after strike in that first inning. They just kept finding gaps, but you kept battling, and you get the win here tonight.
Yeah, definitely, Jeff. That first inning, they just found gaps and hit the ball hard, and I hit a few, just kind of fastballs getting away from me, which is fine. I really have a lot of trust in this defense. We're really, and we play with each other as a group, and like Coach Walker says, he absolutely loves us and loves this group, and it's like a family, and they're never batted an eye at anything. So no, it was my mindset on the mound was just kind of throw strikes, attack. I got a good defense, and you know, just try to come out of here with outs. So,
was it frustrating at all in that first inning? There was like one time you threw like 9 straight pitches in the strike zone, and you had only faced 2 batters during that because they kept fouling it off, or they hit kind of not a real good shot, but just enough to drop in somewhere. Did that get frustrating, or did you stay really confident through that?
You know, yes, a little bit, but I've done that all year.
I've had
a lot of people foul off, and I've just kind of been used to. I mean, after a while, they're either going to swing and miss, or they're going to put it in play. It was irritating. I think their 9-hole hitter,
yep.
It felt like it was a 35-pitch at bat.
I think it was 12.
It was 12. Close enough. So, no, it was a little frustrating, but I kind of love it. I love seeing them starting to shorten up on the bat, and I'm like, okay. So, nope, it was, I mean, that's a great Boyer Valley team. They put the ball in play. They're 6-5. So, I knew that they were going to put the ball in play, and fouled off. I mean, it wasn't nothing shocking. So
when you came up there in the 7th, take me through that at bat. What was going through your mind?
Well, I've seen Tristan 3 times. I had a pop fly that I think hit the moon, and that dropped, and was at 2Ks before that also.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot. He never threw me any off speed. I saw a lot of fastball, and I knew I just got to throw my hands at it. I missed that first fastball. And my eyes kind of lit up when I saw it kind of down and away, and I just twisted my body on it. I mean, kind of see ball, hit ball. I worked really hard this offseason to get into my swing nice and flat. So
you're over at third after getting a triple, and you know the infield's in. You know they're thinking you're going.
Yep.
Mindset on that chopper to the shortstop, because you knew he was coming home, but it was right at him. Was there any thought to go, or were you like, there's no chance I'm going to try and score on this one?
It was really kind of see where there. I know they kind of booted some early, and that was a chopper from Jackson. And it was really slow, and I was sitting there, and I watched him backhand it, and he didn't even look at first.
Right.
And I didn't get that far off because I knew that they were going home. Infield was completely in, so nope, I just kind of got back. Saw they threw it to 4, or threw it to home, and I'm like, ooh. Well, I'm like, oh, well. I know Jandy's the 8-hole, and we had, what was it, 1 out or 2?
No,
none. Well, I knew the top of the lineup was coming, and I'm very confident in them.
With having, take me through when you saw that hit, you knew you had won it, but you had to hit home plate. So what was that thought like when you saw that line drive go out in the shallow right?
I was so proud of Jandy, because, I mean, me and him, I kind of had the same situation. Not a lot of strikeouts. This is my first night I struck out in 2 weeks.
Right.
A lot of ball in play, and it was kind of nice to see it finally break through for us. So happy for him, and I saw that ball get him, and I froze, and I saw the right fielder start jogging in like they knew it.
Yep.
So I started running home, and then I made a touch home plate, and I got a water bath as soon as I got on deck. So that was – love this team. So.
Well, I tell you, well-deserved on that water bath. Also well-deserved. You're our Culver's player of the game tonight, so congratulations.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
On a great job tonight, both on the hill and at the plate. We appreciate you joining
us. Well, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Brody Hunt again with the Glenn Ralston Wildcats joining us. Let's run you through the Wildcats stats here real quick tonight for Glenn Ralston. Colton Rohrbeck, 2-for-4 with a run scored. Landon Rohrbeck, 2-for-4 with a run scored. Landon Whitaker, 1-for-4 with 2 RBI and a run scored. Hayden Fay, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a hit by pitch. Grayson Renzi, 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run runs scored. Brody Hunt, 1-for-4 with a triple and 2 runs scored, including the game winner. Jackson Whitaker, 0-for-4 tonight with a RBI and a run scored. And Evan Anderson, 1-for-3, 2 RBI. One of those is that game-ending RBI, the game-winning. Chevy Clark, also 2-for-3 with an RBI here tonight for the Wildcats. And again, we'll get the full stats typed up along with the recap of tonight's game on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380ksm.com. Again, didn't mention, again, here in the Mackey Motors tailgate that, again, our Culver's player of the game tonight, Brody Hunt, they don't win that one if he doesn't lead off that inning with a triple. They don't get the win if he doesn't settle in and pitch a brilliant game after that first inning of play as well. So, again, our final score here tonight, Glenn Ralston winning it by a final of 8-7. This is Jeff Langvin saying thank you for listening to baseball coverage here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Have a great night, everyone.